heat index 100 or higher, spotty afternoon and evening storms. Many towns will get skipped. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Sunday, high in the low 90s. With only widely scattered storms each day, they will be few and far between. Meanwhile, we continue to monitor the future progress of Hurricane Isaias as it approaches the southeastern coast. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health says close to 1,600 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. The total number of confirmed cases is now over 83,000. Health officials say more than 1,500 people have died. Governor Kay Ivey has announced a $50 million grant program to support nonprofit and faith-based organizations that have been financially impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Grants of up to $15,000 are available to organizations that apply. And State Representative Will Dismukes has resigned from his church position. Dismukes resigned from his pastor position at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Prattville after intense backlash over a photo of him celebrating an early leader of the KKK. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition. Today we do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. We do that at 2:30, 2:45. Do not jam me up at the very end, right before that time. So once I go to that break, that's it. And but don't jam me up, please. Let's go to the phones and go to Jason S. Jason S., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Friday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, you know, the gentleman talking about Dean Argo just a minute ago kind of made me reflect back to the early 2000s. You know, when Whetstone passed away as our mayor, Jim Byard was the head of the city council, and he stepped up to become our mayor. And through that process, we ended up getting the High Point Shopping Center,
right?
Which everybody knows is still half empty. Dean Argo was the head of the city council at that time when Byard was our mayor, and when questioned by Ray Bowles about that, the validity of doing that shopping center, he told Ray Bowles, Dean Argo said, that all we really need to worry about is where we're going to spend all this tax revenue. Well, of course, we know that that turned out to be a flop and left us $40-plus million in debt. Well, Ray Bowles decided that he would, not Ray Bowles, I'm sorry, but Beyer decided that he would go take a position with our previous governor, which left the job open to Dean Argo. Now, Dean Argo had the opportunity to step up to the plate and to become mayor and to help dig us out of this hole that he helped get us in. And I understand, you know, the economy was blowing and going, and they felt like it was a good idea, but it turned out to be a bad idea. So he chose not to step up to the plate and become our mayor, which left it to Bill Gillespie. Bill Gillespie slid over in and became our mayor, has done a wonderful job, has gotten us basically out of debt, gotten our economy to where it's really good. Our city is a great city to live in. And now that everything is moving in a positive direction, you know, I'm almost offended that Dean Argo now wants to come back and run against Bill Gillespie as our mayor when he had the opportunity to be the man to guide us out of this situation, and he chose not to. So because of that, I would encourage everybody to not even give Dean Argo a look and vote for Bill Gillespie, because he has done an excellent job in getting our city back to where it needs to be.
I agree with you in so many of those points. I think Bill Gillespie is a rare individual that he's that good at that position. He understands it. He understands what his role is and what it's not, and he doesn't abuse the office, and he's very thoughtful. I've been nothing but impressed with him. Now, I've known Dean for a lot of years, but I don't think of Dean in a chief executive position like that.
Well, my biggest problem with him is he helped to get us in the mess, and when it fell on him to step up and help get us out of that mess, he bailed on us, and for that reason, I won't give him the time of day. I hope he doesn't ever come back into Prattville into politics, because I just don't think we can trust him.
Let me ask you this, not too lengthy of an answer. What do you think, what went wrong with Summit? Was it the economy at the time and they overpromised and underdelivered, or was it a bad idea from the beginning?
You're talking about High Point Shopping Center?
Yep.
It was the economy. I mean, the economy was blowing and going in 05 and 06. And at that point, about 06, 07, you know, we started trying to fill the place. Instead of having the normal amount of occupancy sitting there waiting, I think we went in with a lot less promises to fill the spaces. And then the economy in 08 and 09 just tanked, and we never got those places filled. And, you know, their idea was good at the time they started it. I don't disagree with that. But we ended up not being able to do what we intended to do, which was fill that shopping center up and have all the revenue coming in from tax dollars. And because the economy just absolutely tanked on us.
Yeah, and like I said, the short answer. And so I think the economy did it. I think there were kind of two pieces. Most of those type of projects have anchors that are already committed on paper before you're even doing your site prep. And you've already, and that's why Jim Wilson was such a damn successful developer, because he would get commitments on the front end. He would take that to the bank, and then he would make it all happen. That was the.
Isn't that about 50% is what they're looking for? 50-60%.
Well, what you want to do?
I think we had somewhere around 20.
Yeah, you want to make sure you have your anchors, and I'm not even sure that Publix was committed at the very beginning before y'all broke ground there.
Yeah, so like I said, I don't fault him for starting it, but I do fault him for not finishing it.
Yeah.
Hey, have a good one.
Jason S., thanks. You have a great day. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show on a Friday. Eric, can you hear me okay? Eric, I can't hear you at all. You sound like you're in the water.
Eric,
you want to call me back? Call me back, Eric. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Hey, Dan, as you're an expert in politics as well as business and stock market, I tried to let the market this week go by without contacting you on this, but when you mentioned buy low and sell high, mm-hmm. I just couldn't let the week go without getting your comment on KODK, Kodak, its action this week when it went from $2 to it touched $50, and the shorts got squeezed for a $50 million loss. I love a short squeeze, and I think it's great that Kodak has repositioned themselves to handle manufacture generic drugs. So I just wanted to get your comment on that company.
Well, Kodak stock is down 20% today. It's down 7.75. The high that you had on it is 52-week high is 60.
Yeah.
And versus 80. But, you know, there's so much going on within a side of a stock that you can't just, you know, you really have to get the dynamics of it. And I put everything on a chart and I look at it and see, does it meet all my qualifications for I'm a chartist, so does it meet all my qualifications for that?
Yes. Yeah, I think buying might be late, but I thought it was amazing that the CEO had really loaded up with so many shares at like $1.50 and $2 before they made that, you know, deal with the government, and he was able to buy it at such a low cost. And
Watching inside trading is a good thing to do.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, James.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, welcome aboard the demo show.
Thank you. Do you remember the push by the federal government to go from paper Social Security checks to electronic deposit? Now, all of a sudden, it seems to be safe again to put a ballot in the mail. That's kind of an idiot, if you ask me.
I like that. So you're not for mass voting by mail?
I don't believe you can make it foolproof. I mean,
I think the integrity of the ballot is definitely in question.
And that's just my comment, but all of a sudden it's safe now, so I guess we could get paper Social Security checks again.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Jake, welcome aboard the Demo Show on a Friday.
Hey, Mr. Dan, I appreciate y'all taking my call.
I appreciate you calling.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. I was choking on...
We don't want to lose you here, Jake.
I was choking on a rib. I just wanted to let you know.
You're choking on a rib from Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Yes, sir. I apologize.
Did you get the two for $19.50?
I did. As soon as I heard it on the radio... I made a beeline over there.
I hope you told him you're a Dan Marsh Show listener.
I didn't have a chance to because it was quick, but I think my wife called ahead and she told him. But thank goodness that I heard you on the radio, and one or two of them didn't make it to the house.
That's the way I am. That's the way. I've got my little fingers in that aluminum foil on the way home.
Yes, sir. It was delicious, and they still are. So thank you for that, and thank you for what y'all do, and always enjoying the show.
Thank you, Jake, for going down to Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Oh, and can I please get in on both drawings? I forget to...
What drawings are those?
The Sweet Creek drawing and is it Mortgage Corporation of the South?
That's it. Bingo. Give me month and day of birth.
11/27.
Got it, Joey?
Yes.
Jake, you're in. Thank you for going down to Sweet Creek Farm Market and taking advantage of two slabs of ribs for $19.50 today only, boys and girls. Today only.
Yes, sir. You can't beat that. Anybody that doesn't go is missing out.
There you go, my friend. You have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Here's a guy I want to talk to because I bet he's going to head down there and get him some ribs with a chaser cookie the size of a hubcap. East.
Hey, you got it. A couple of things, Dan. Number one, I want to commend you for not asking Jake what he was wearing. That was, you know, the State Farm ad. You know, that was great. That shows that you've got real class. But the other thing, if I might,
I've got class, but I have a lot of class. The problem is, it's low class.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. I know you, man. Well, look, and I have already for Sweet Creek Kids. Here's a tip for me: do it early in the week. Here's my gripe, Dan.
Yeah.
Apparently, people in Alabama are not being given bagged groceries. And let me tell you how I draw this conclusion. Because everywhere I go, I see wholesale litter, fast food cups, garbage all over the road. And apparently, Walmart, the drugstores, are not giving people bags that they can put this trash in and throw it away at home when they get home. You see, and so I think that there's bag discrimination going on in our state, and something must be done about it.
I'm with you.
Well, I'm looking to you, sir, to do something about that. If you can't get it done today, maybe Monday. Oh, no, you're busy Monday, so you just don't forget about it. you don't worry about it. We'll get other people to take care of it, and I've got my bag here in the truck with me, being filled with garbages.
I tell you, East, nothing drives me crazier than to be behind someone and watch them open the door, take their ashtray and empty it out on the street, or they just drop a bag of food that they're through with.
It
is so disrespectful. It is so, I mean, that person's got a low IQ that does something like that.
Yep, I
East?
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Joey, had a song called "You're Jamming Me." And and that's the don't jam Dan. You need that song, man. I think it would really rock and it would help communicate your position.
Okay.
Thank you,
All
East.
All right, listen, have a good weekend.
You too. Let me go to a break here, coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. Two slabs of rose for 1950, that will make me happy. Tweakery Farm Market. Let's go to the phones to go to Eric. So today only, by the way, today only. And do not, if there's only two slabs of rose left, don't get them. Leave them for me. Okay, Eric, welcome aboard.
Eric,
are you there? Eric, did you get bored? Eric, did you mute yourself?
Or Eric, if you're going to call us while you're on a call or a job, you know, this happens.
Okay, put him back on hold. Let's go to Emery. Emery, how are you?
Doing great, sir. How about you?
Very good.
Great. Couple things. I live on the east side, and I've had several sightings, if you know what I mean, of the Doug Jones signs in people's front yards.
Uh-huh.
What's your take on that? I mean, I don't see any tubby signs anywhere.
Well, the Doug Jones, if you notice the yards that they're in, they're mainly known Democrats and or attorneys.
Okay. Well, you know, that makes sense because, like I said, I live at off Atlanta Highway. I can see the little Wears Ferry dumps right into it on my deck. And my daughter-in-law lives in Dale Road, and my son lives just a little bit further out. And I think you're right. I believe that is it. Cause they were, and they just popped up, I mean, just like in the course of 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. I know the same thing with McGee Estates and the... The common factor was that there were either known Democrats or their attorneys.
Well, I'll be done. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Well, hopefully I alleviated your concern.
Well, it's not more of a concern. It was just I was just curious.
You're curious?
Yes, sir. And I have no concern that Tuttle will probably defeat him, or not defeat him, but...
Yeah, he'll defeat him.
There you go. I like that. Okay. And my other point was, my birthday is 3/27.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, I guess, I just Sweet Creek is the only one I'd like to get an entered in if I could. If it's not too late, which is not, because it's 2:30, 2:45.
There you go. Emma, you're in. You got him?
Thank you. Thank you, pal.
Thanks. Carol, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, good afternoon. Just wanted to mention the hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots that go in from nursing homes.
No, oh, yeah.
The forgotten do sign it. They don't fill it out, but they do sign it. So just thought I'd mention that.
Well, Carol, thank you very much for letting us know that.
All right. You have a great afternoon.
Thanks. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, I finally got you.
What's up?
Hey, I certainly do appreciate your service for Ronald Reagan. I always make it a point to put it on air because, you know, he was one of the greatest. But regardless.
He was indeed.
I think what we need to do is protest spray aerosol paint cans.
Why is that?
Well, because they're writing spraying all over the
street. Oh, because they use them for graffiti.
Well, that's that, too. But, I mean, so, hell, let's go ahead and just get in an uproar about that. If we're going to go into it about what it is that defends everybody, I mean, if I can come up with a list, and I'm quite sure you can, too.
I can be offended very easily. Stupidity offends me.
What really gets to you?
Stupidity. I'm serious.
What do you think has taught stupidity? I think universities and schools at this very moment are doing a lot of that because they're brainwashing all of our young, and they're teaching their beliefs, and they're not really educating them. You don't even have history in school hardly anymore.
Well, what you're missing out of school that is the most disturbing to me is critical thinking. I have two boys who both went to the Montgomery Academy, and they learned critical thinking, and they carry it into their jobs now. And one's an attorney, and the other one's an engineer.
Well, good for them.
But you have to have critical thinking to be successful in those two professions.
Well, don't you agree that history plays a big part about that?
I think understanding history gives you good critical thinking, but we don't figure out how to solve problems. We don't think through a problem. And I was very fortunate. I went to a school back during the day that critical thinking was everything. And the new president of the school, who got there 4 years before I started attending, that was his whole goal. Was to get Wofford College to be a critical thinking school. Now, he later died in a car wreck, and Wofford kind of went the wrong way after that. Sure. It was a Methodist college, and the Methodists got too involved in it. But it was a great school.
Johnny Crawford, I'll tell you this. What you do is I applaud you and Joey, because what y'all do is, if the media would report 90% of what actually happens in this country, but they won't do it. And I think we'd be in a hell of a lot better shape than what we are because they're not going to do it.
No,
they only report. You know that, Dan.
No, absolutely.
Reagan's administration.
The reason we are where we are right now is because the media is not doing their job.
Better believe it. Well, I'm in for the drawing. 7-16.
You got him. You're in.
No, 6-17, I'm sorry.
You having a dyslexic moment there?
Yeah. Hey, Dan, I appreciate you and Joey both.
Thank you. Have a great one. Going to a break and be back right after this.
Know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The month of July coming to an end on a relatively routine note. Chance of an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area this evening before they fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then for the first weekend of August, tomorrow and Sunday, high temperature in the low 90s both days, heat index near 100, only widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. They will be few and far between. Meanwhile, we'll continue to keep tabs on Hurricane Isaias as it approaches the southeastern coastline. Our weather app will keep you on top of that action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday.
Oh, my friend, attachment. Something they didn't understand.
Okay, we've got... Hello, Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hot afternoon.
How are you today?
It's wicked out there. I had enough. I told him, I said, I'm cooked, and I am going to go home and eat and lower the body temperature.
Did you hear that Sweet Creek has two slabs of ribs for $19.50?
Isn't that a screaming deal? In fact, I still have one slab in my freezer that I'm going to defrost today, and I'm going to eat all weekend.
If my freezer worked, I'd be doing the same thing.
Man, I tell you. The other night, believe it or not, I was watching Dick Cavett, which comes on, I forgot the name of the channel, Decades or something like that. From 1978, this would have been right before they took over Iran, the radicals did. And they had I think it was the New York Times reporter in there who had done all the Vietnam War and stuff, and he had gotten fired because he actually had to protect himself and participate in combat and got fired because the press organization expected him just to hold up his press pass and the Viet Cong were not going to shoot at him. He said, that wasn't going to happen, guys. So... he got fired, but what was interesting, they asked him what was the most pressing thing in the election coming up. This is 1978, and he mentioned how young Ronald Reagan was in comparison to the Russian leaders, how old the Russian leaders were at that time.
They were dropping like flies at that time.
Yes. Isn't that funny? But he said the thing to worry about was Russian interference in our election. This is 1978. And the Russians buying influence in the media and with important people in the country. And I said, damn, that sounds just like yesterday.
There you go. Yeah. What goes wrong?
Isn't that amazing how little things have changed?
Yep.
More sensationalized, but basically the same problems we had during the Cold War. And it's perpetuating itself. I don't know for what reason, but they're not talking about any Russian interference in our elections right now. They're talking about it a bunch with the Brits, you know. Why do you think they've gone mute on this?
Well, so is all Corona all the time?
Yep. Okay. Well, you got it, man. Well, you guys have a great weekend. I'm going to go lower my body temperature about 5 degrees. And Joey, I'm up to about 9,000 pounds on my pile. I think I'll have the whole 15,000 done this weekend. And Lord, you want good exercise? Move some dirt, brother.
Have a good one.
See you guys.
Have a good one, more time. Let me play a piece that. We didn't do the drawing?
No.
We didn't do the drawing?
We need to do the drawing.
How could we not do the drawing?
Let's
do the drawing. I gave you the sign.
I know. We were both ready to go, and we both forgot. And the winner is Jason S. Jason S.
It's a celebration.
Jason S., you have to call me at 272-9228. I'm going to hook you up here. Before I go to John D., I want to play this cut. This is on Laura Ingraham, and we have Blevin from Real Clear Politics and McLaughlin, who is the Trump's pollster. Talking about a new set of polls came out. Now, I predicted this last week. I said that week was going to be the difference. We're going to be able to look back 2 weeks ago and then this week, and we're going to start seeing a changing trend line in polling. Listen to this.
New polling in battleground states shows the presidential race tightened considerably just over the past 2 weeks. The latest CNBC Change Research poll shows Biden's 8-point lead over Trump in Pennsylvania has now shrunk to just 2 points. In Arizona, his lead went from 6 to 2 points. And in Florida, he went from 7 points down to 3. Joining me now is Tom Bevin, co-founder and president of Real Clear Politics, and John McLaughlin, Trump 2020 campaign pollster. Tom, the race is a little tighter than the media wants folks to believe, yes?
Well, I think it is, particularly in the battleground states. As you just mentioned, Laura, that Change Research, their national number barely moved. I think it was Trump gained 1 point nationally. The movement is all happening in those six key battleground states. And we've seen that not just from these polls, but from a couple of other polls as well. So it is tighter than I think than it's being portrayed, certainly at the national level.
Interesting. Now, this is, by the way, polling that's likely voters. And as I said last week, I'm not going to look at this just a number. I think the numbers are going to move, but I'm looking for a trend line. Trend line in a likely voter poll is much better than a registered voter poll. But this is exactly what I was thinking. I could feel something different. Now it's going to have McLaughlin talking about it. This was a poll of likely voters.
That CNBC poll also found that Americans in the battleground states, Trump trusts more than Biden on some key issues. He has a 4-point lead when it comes to getting people back to work, jobs, keeping them in the U.S. Trump leads by 6 points. John, is this because Americans are realizing that Biden's answer to the virus, like a lot of the Democrats are clearly trending toward this, is just a full lockdown, national lockdown, if he's elected? Are more people understanding that this is where this is headed?
Well, that's true. But also, these polls, they're also the polls you're referring to are likely voter polls, not these skewed polls that dilute the number of Republicans where they're only 24-25%. So you've got a poll where you've got close to the exit polls where it was 32% Republican. And what you also have is the president has been focused. He's had a really good couple of weeks on being focused on stopping the spread of coronavirus, trying to focus on reopening the economy, and also on keeping Americans safe in their communities. That's a winning contrast for the president.
Let me go to the phones and go to John D. We'll come back to them right after. No. Hold on, John D. Hang on. Jason S., the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Jason, congratulations,
you know,
my friend.
I call in and badmouth Dean Argo, and I win Sweet Creek. So I figure that I'll be eligible right before the beginning of November. So I'm going to call in and badmouth Joe Biden and see if I can't win it again.
There you go. I like that strategy.
Yes. Okay.
Now, what are you going to get?
Well, definitely some of the ribs.
Well, you're going to have to call. I'm sending Reed your information right now. What I would do is, Reed Ingram, there we are. I'm going to send this. I think you can go down today, but you may want to call and make sure they still have some, because I've had literally a dozen people tell me that they got ribs.
Yeah, I'm gonna call here in just a minute and see if he'll hold some back for tomorrow if I can. But
he said it's for today only.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'll
just go down. I know I'm gonna get the grilled pimento cheese sandwich.
Ooh.
That thing is out of sight good.
It is.
My daughter's over here licking her chops, too, so I think she's probably going to want something.
Well, he's got your information. He hadn't acknowledged it yet, but congratulations. All I ask is you call me back next week and tell me what you got and tell me about your experience at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
I will definitely do it. I have been down there many times, and it is a wonderful, wonderful place. Almost a destination place to go in Montgomery.
It really is. I'm glad you said that. How old is your daughter?
She is 22.
Oh, I was thinking little girl. I was thinking like someone to go play with the goats and all that kind of stuff.
Well, actually, she would love to go do that. Yeah, she would definitely go play with the goats. And
let me tell you, they're going to have music there this weekend, so y'all take advantage of it. Jason, congratulations. Give me a buzz next week, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. John D., I'm going to go to a break, so I have plenty of time for you right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Oh, my friend, that touched me. Something they didn't understand. I get all the women in the palm of my hand. And I told them, treat her like the lady.
Treat her like
best you can do.
Best you can do.
feel like
soon take feel advantage like of you.
Got to feel like,
let me tell you,
feel like
my friend,
got to feel like,
I just ain't
feel like
the dude.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, guys, final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Friday. Got my drinking shoes on. Heading down to Sweet Creek. Got to go to the bank. Got to pick up some stuff. Hope I'm going to get my refrigerator fixed. If not, maybe John D. will let me put some stuff in his refrigerator. But if I put it in his refrigerator, they'll be gone the next day. Let's go to the phones. John D., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, you can put your stuff in my refrigerator, but I have the new AOC-approved Green New Deal refrigerator, so I'll charge you a surtax on that.
Oh, man, don't do that.
Listen, I was watching some sci-fi movie the other night before I went to bed. Anyway, last night I had a dream that Biden got elected president, and the green jobs that he was promising...
Yeah.
The people that got them were like little green people.
I think you were
saying
they were
wearing green jumpsuits. Right? Nice. And they were easy for us to find and beat them up. No.
Little green,
you know,
man.
Yeah. No, that was what I just said was absurd, but not any more absurd than his actual program. And I'll tell you something. I've been spurred to action, and I'm not kidding. I'm being a little facetious. But listening to President Obama's, quote, eulogy.
Oh, man, political
at
eulogy.
Funeral, that is the most, let's put it this way, Barack Obama demeaned the office of the presidency of the United States by part of what he said, more than anything he ever did as president. But sitting there and accusing the United States Supreme Court of perpetuating racism. Absolutely disgraceful. And let me tell you something. I'm motivated after hearing his speech. I want to get organized, and I want to get organized and help the president get reelected and other Republicans elected. Okay? And, I mean, yeah, that made my blood boil. That man was not fit to be the president of the United States. I'm glad he's out, and he accomplished nothing as president, about as much as he did as a community organizer, okay? So, done. And I hope that Republicans like George Bush that go and sit at gatherings like that, and like I said, let me make it clear, John Lewis was an American hero. I disagreed with him. And there's nothing wrong with me going to his funeral or you, Dan, okay? Because he never called us illegitimate president.
Yeah.
Like he did Bush.
I mean, that was amazing to me. So Bush shows up there after John Lewis would not go to his inauguration.
Right, right. Look, nothing matters to those people. And when I say those people, let me make it clear. I'm talking about progressive Democrats, period. Just a progressive liberal Democrat. It's all about politics. And sadly, although John Lewis had a lot of that in him, okay, John Lewis had more character and fortitude than Barack Obama.
I agree with that.
All right, judging by the life he led, okay? Did he say some irresponsible things politically, in a sense, sometimes? Absolutely he did, all right? Part of it, district he represents in Atlanta. President Trump's already called that out, and what he said was right, okay? But doggone it, but I'm sitting here going, no, I'm not playing nice, in a sense, of just, you know, oh, I'll find something nice to say about anybody. Now, with John Lewis, I make an exception. Like I said, a true patriot, a man of courage. You know, what he did on the Edmund Pettus Bridge was David versus Goliath, all right? And, but I'm just telling you, the days of when you sit up there and watch those folks, from Nancy Pelosi to Barack Obama, as Michael Goodwin said, I think, in the New York Post, or Andrew McCarthy said the other day, people that want power that bad don't need to be allowed anywhere near it.
That's true, because so, that'd be very dangerous.
Yes, and I'd encourage everybody out there, heed President Obama's admonition. Get involved, get active, especially if you're conservative. Stand up for what you believe in. They're trying to cancel us all, you know? And by golly, I, for one, I think like many of you other listeners, I've had enough, okay? I'm a conservative. I'm a Ronald Reagan conservative, and I'm damn proud of it.
There you okay? go.
And I'm not backing down. I appreciate y'all not backing down. Keep the good fight. Eat a lot of ice cream, and I'll keep you in my prayers on Monday, okay?
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Tell your bride, I said, huh? Got those drinking shoes on. Let's see who we got here and see if we can, or actually, let me do this. Let me, while you're Penny Lane's gone. Penny, how are you?
Hey, what are you up to?
About 5'10".
I actually called in to try to set Joey up with my daughter, but I will talk to you too and see how you are doing. How is your love life?
My love life, So, Joey, she wants to set you up with her daughter. I've seen a picture of her daughter.
Yeah. I just got off the phone with my daughter, and I said, hey, has Joey called you? She says, no, he has not.
Joey, are you sleeping there, buddy?
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to call him right now before he gets off the show with Dan, and you can text her or whatever. Y'all can go out and have dinner somewhere, Dutch, or lunch or something.
No pressure here, huh, Joey?
Right, exactly.
No. And you know what's so funny? I have never set my daughter up. But Joey is so intellectually stimulating over the radio, and so are you, Dan, that I think that would be her type. So I'm giving you both compliments. I like an intellectually stimulating man. You know, makes the world go round.
I like that. That's true. That is true.
You guys are great, by the way. Anyway, hey. So, what do you think? How much fraud are we going to have in all this mail-in ballot?
Well, hopefully we're not going to get to there.
What do you predict? I hope we don't.
Hopefully we're not going to get
there. But you know it exists.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it on a first-hand basis.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, all the Trump haters are probably be bought and paid for already. It's just sad, but... Yeah. This whole crazy world. Who'd ever thought we'd live in this pandemic?
Yeah, it's a nutty time that we live in. We got to get through November, and then it's really going to get nutty.
I know. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Penny. Good talking to you again.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Let's pop off this next clip on the Cato Stealth Voters, Cato Institute.
Now, in a non-horse race polling situation, a new Cato Institute poll finds that 62% of Americans are afraid to share their political views. And that includes 77% of Republicans. Tom, could this be part of what's going on in this polling? Are people going to tell total strangers that they support Donald Trump in the environment that's as toxic as it is right now?
Well, that is the question, or at least one of the questions. And I spoke with Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group a couple of weeks ago. He had a poll that came out in Michigan showing it a very close race, much closer than any of the other polls. And I talked about that. He said he's seeing more of that social desirability bias, is the official term for it, more this year than he saw 4 years ago in 2016. He said he's also finding some Trump supporters hidden in the undecided vote. So they're not willing to say that they're going to vote for Trump. They're just telling pollsters that they're undecided as of yet. So that is something to keep an eye on. Again, it particularly in the swing states and where it's going to matter. If those races are close, we could see a repeat of 2016 in terms of Trump outperforming his polls by, you know, 1, 2, 3 points. Who knows?
Interesting, huh? That you guys are like this. Now, I think the final cut here is McLaughlin on Obama and undersampling. And this is a real problem here.
John, Barack Obama is clearly, he's in this to try to win this for his old vice president. And he came out today, spoke at John Lewis's funeral in what many are describing as a purely political speech after, absolutely, you know, the regular tributes to Congressman Lewis. And part of what he said was this. A Jim Crow relic, the filibuster. Right. Is the Trump campaign worried that they're really going to be running against Barack Obama, who's still wildly popular?
Absolutely not. It's a shame that he politicized that funeral. But on the other hand, he doesn't mention that the filibuster and Jim Crow, those were Democratic laws. That's what the Democrat Party gave to this country as their legacy. And Donald Trump and other Republicans are undoing that. So that was a real shame that he did that. But the other part is the Trump voters are coming, and these polls are going to find them out. And no matter, the New York Times whacked me yesterday because they were saying that basically that they should do the polls based on census and dilute the number of Republicans and have adults and registered voters. We need likely voter polls because the last two elections, the Republicans were 33% in the exit polls in 2016 and in a bad year in 2018. And these polls are, most of them aren't accounting us.
Particularly in the states like Pennsylvania, Missouri was way off kilter, Wisconsin, place like that. That gives me a lot of hope. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. I will be out on Monday, so I ask for your prayers for my procedure on Monday, which is a cath. And I'll be back Tuesday at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great, he's next.